Thanks for tuning in. Mike and Kim along with you in another edition of The Good Stuff. So sit back and relax and hit the funny bone there for once in a while. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County and the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.com. Check out Quiet Trails International. That's the first in the Northern Hemisphere and only the second in the world. Yeah, check it out at the Niobrara Scenic River. Visitvalentine.com.
And is your morning cup of coffee getting a little lonely? Well, it sounds like it's time to pair it with Tri-State Livestock News. It's packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com. Don't forget, it's what ranchers read.
And what are you going to share for the good stuff today?
I have the Poor Scholar's Soliloquy.
Okay.
No, I'm not very good in school. This is my second year in the seventh grade, and I'm bigger and taller than the other kids. They like me all right, though, even if I don't say much in the classroom, because outside I can tell them how to do lots of things. They tag me around, and that sort of makes up for what goes on in school. I don't know why teachers don't like me. They never have very much. Seems like they don't think you know anything unless you can name the book it comes out of. I got a lot of books at home, books like Popular Science, Mechanical Encyclopedia, and the Sears and Ward's catalogs. But I don't very often just sit down and read them through like they make us do in school. I use my books when I want to find something out. Like when Mom buys anything secondhand, I look it up in Sears or Ward's first and tell her if she's getting stung or not. I can use the index in a hurry to find the things I want. In school, though, we got to learn whatever's in the book, and I just can't memorize stuff. Last year, I stayed after school every night for 2 weeks trying to learn the names of the presidents. Of course, I knew the names of some, like Washington and Jefferson and Lincoln, but there must have been 30 altogether, and I never did get them straight. I'm not too sorry, though, because the kids who learn the presidents have to turn right around and learn all the vice presidents. I am taking the seventh grade over, but our teacher this year isn't so interested in the names of the presidents. She has us trying to learn the names of all of the great American inventors. I guess I can't just remember names in history. Anyway, this year I've been trying to learn about trucks because my uncle owns three and he says I can drive one when I'm 16. I already know the horsepower and the number of forward and backward speeds of 26 American trucks, some of them diesel, and I can spot each from a long way off. It's funny how the diesel works. I started to tell my teacher about it last Wednesday in science class when the pump we were using to make a vacuum in a bell jar got hot. But she didn't see what a diesel engine had to do with our experiment on air pressure, so I kept still. The kids seemed interested, though. I got four of them around to my uncle's garage after school, and we saw the mechanic, Gus, tearing the diesel truck down. Boy, does he know his stuff. I'm not very good in geography, either. They call it economic geography this year. We've been studying the imports and exports of chili all week, but I couldn't tell you what they are. Maybe the reason is that I had to miss school yesterday because my uncle took me and his big trailer truck downstate about 200 miles and we bought almost 10 tons of stock to the Chicago market. He had told me we were going and I had to figure out the highways to take and add the mileage. He didn't do anything but drive and turn when I told him to. Was that fun? I sat with the map on my lap and told him to turn south or southeast or some other directions. We made 7 stops and drove over 500 miles round trip. I'm figuring now that his oil cost was and also the wear and tear on the truck. He calls it depreciation, so we'll know how much we made. I even write out all the bills and send letters to the farmers about what their pigs and beef cattle brought at the stockyards. I only made 3 mistakes in 17 letters last time, my aunt said, all commas. She's been through high school and read them over. I wish I could write themes that way. The last one I had to write was on what a daffodil thinks of spring, and I just couldn't get going.
That's very good.
That is very interesting, tongue-in-cheek.
It is very interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting how we judge sometimes.
Speaking of interesting, at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, they celebrate cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends, those that embody the Western spirit. Go to NorthDakotaCowboy.org and keep listening to The Good Stuff.